UN, sexual abuse of boys by U.S.-funded Afghan forces remains issue of concern. By Edwin Mora on August 1, 2019. The U.S.-funded Afghan National Police, ANP, continues to engage in the ancient local custom of men sexually abusing young boys, the United Nations reported this week. ANP is a component of the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces, ANSF, which the U.S. government has spent more than $80 billion to develop since the war in Afghanistan began in October 2001. Known as bachabazi, or boy play, UN investigators found that the act by Afghan forces persists. In February 2018, Afghanistan implemented revisions to its penal code that criminalized the cruel practice. However, the UN reported this past March, though bachabazi is criminalized, prosecutions of cases involving the practice are rare and the practice remains common. In its latest annual report on children in armed conflict issued on Tuesday, the UN declared, the United Nations verified 4 cases of sexual violence in 2018, affecting 2 boys and 2 girls, perpetrated by the Afghan National Police, 3, and the Afghan Local Police, 1. The 2 boys were used as bachabazi. UN officials noted in the March report that the ANP, a component of the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces, ANSF, was behind the sexual abuse of the 2 boys. On Tuesday, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres commended Afghanistan for criminalizing bachabazi, adding, I call for the full application of the revised code. Notwithstanding those developments, the use of children, including bachabazi, remains an issue of concern. I urge the Afghan government to address remaining gaps, specifically the lack of screening mechanisms within the Afghan local police and the use of children at police checkpoints, and to ensure accountability for the perpetrators of grave violations against children. The UN also documented bachabazi cases in its annual report on children in armed conflict last year, which covered 2017. UN investigators found 4 cases of sexual violence, including rape, 1, and sexual abuse, 3, against boys as young as 13 were verified, 3 of which were attributed to the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces and 1 to the Taliban. The United Nations documented an additional 78 cases of rape and other forms of sexual violence against boys, most of which related to the practice of bachabazi. Impunity for perpetrators remains a serious challenge. Bachabazi remained outlawed under the Taliban rule, 1996 to 2001. And death remained the punishment for the perpetrators. However, Seeger found that it was resurrected after the U.S. forces removed the Taliban from power in late 2001. The Taliban are sending boys, beautiful boys, handsome boys, to penetrate checkpoints and kill, drug and poison policemen. Ghulam Saki Roghlouani, the former police chief of southern Afghanistan's Uruzgan province, told the agence France Presse, AFP, agency in June 2016. U.S. law prohibits the American military from funding foreign forces accused of engaging gross violations of human rights, like bachabazi. However, former President Barack Obama's administration issued policy guidance authorizing the U.S. to waive the ban. The U.S. Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, Seeger, a watchdog agency, reported in January 2018. It appears that policy remains in effect because the U.S. continues to fund the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces. So far, the U.S. has spent over $80 billion to develop the ANSF since the war began in October 2001. Under Obama, U.S. troops were told to ignore sexual abuse of boys by their Afghan allies, U.S. government and independent assessments revealed. U.S. military leaders reprimanded some American service members who physically interfered with Afghan personnel raping boys. Months after Trump came into office, in November 2017, the U.S. military implemented an enhanced reporting system for troops who catch their Afghan allies sexually abusing children. General John Nicholson, then the top commander of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, explained, "We have implemented a new reporting system. We're ensuring that all soldiers are trained, and every American soldier knows what's right and wrong. And they know that if they see a violation they are to report it. And we're providing them the training and the means with which to do just that." It is unclear if U.S. troops have reported any violations.